Welcome back to Varsity Hoops Live on the FinalScore.tv. Steve Dion here, and today we're going to take a look at Wesco basketball. And we've got our guy Steve Willits from Sound Live Sports Network, Prep Sports Weekly, and of course, Prep Chatter Podcast. Steve, how you doing today?
Doing great, Steve. How are you? Happy holidays.
Absolutely. Happy holidays. And we're in that break, you know, the part of the year where some teams go out of state, some stay local for tournament play, but definitely not taking a break from basketball. And you've been covering Wesco hoops. Who are some of the top boys teams and some of the top girls teams that you've been seeing so far this year?
Yeah, I think on the boys side of things, I'll kind of look at 4A and 3A. Wesco 4A, I think Glacier Peak, as of right now, is the team to beat. 3-0 to start the conference play. 7-1 overall, with their only loss coming to Union down in the Vancouver area. But a very solid team. Seaver Southard is a 6'3" senior who's averaging over 20 points a game. Bobby Martin is another 6'3" player who's averaging close to that. And then they've got a 5'7" point guard named Austin Petz, who's really been a spark plug for them this year, getting assists and just kind of doing a little bit of everything. So it's a Grizzlies team that looks really good. Kamiak is the team that the coaches predicted would win the conference this year. 5-1 to start their season, 1-1 in conference play with a loss to Cascade. But two great guards, Carson Tuttle and Christian Claussen, on that team, both right around 5'11", and both can shoot the lights out if they need to. Monroe, another team, 4-1 to start their season. They've got a 6'1" senior named Trenton Newhouse who can light up the scoreboard when necessary. Colby Kyle, a 6'7" junior, who a lot of Division I schools are already kind of taking a look at. He's always going to be a big factor for them. Isaiah Cole, a 5'8" junior guard who had over 30 points in a game last week. So really, it's there's a few different teams that can really compete in the Wesco 4A. Then you look at the 3A side of things, Stanwood. They are the team that everybody's kind of gunning for right now. 6-0 to start their season. They've had five of those six wins have been by 18 points or more. Haven't had a closer game than 10 points right now. It's the team that's heading down to Torrey Pines in the San Diego area for a tournament next week. And just playing really good basketball. Chase Strebe, 6'6" senior, has been averaging over 20 points a game. You've got a 6'6" point guard in A.J. Martinka, who's running the show and has been doing that for a few years now. And just a lot of those players in that kind of that 6'3" to 6'5" range that are doing a nice job for them, too. And Bryson Kelly, Austin Wilhonen, Cameron Plotz. They've got a guard, Trigvi DeBoer, who has had some nice games for them. So really a really solid squad there, too. And then you start to look down the list, and you've got a Shorecrest team that came 1 point away from winning Wesco 2A last year. They're now a 3A school. They're off to a 6-1 start. They've got the big man, a man in the middle, Philip Pebble, who's 6'8", only a junior. Malcolm Rozier-Butler is a 6'2" point guard, who probably one of the better point guards you'll see in at least up in this neck of the woods. Some really solid plays out of some of their other guards as well. Chris Lee, Daggy, Minlilik. I always want to mess that name up. And then they've got a few other forward post players too, Stephen Lee and Simon Acker. So really nice team there. And then you've got a couple other squads that are starting to jump up. Edmonds Woodway is a team that we really didn't know what to make of them going into the year with graduation last year. And then they also lost a guard to that transition Hale. But the Warriors are off to a 6-1 start to their season with only a loss to Bothell, and got a couple of 5'11" guards, Noah Becker, who we already knew about, and then a guard, Keaton McKay, who was a JV player last year, and he's been leading them in scoring right now. So they're looking really good. And then you've got Mount Lake Terrace. That's a really interesting squad. They're playing at the 2A level this year. So come district time, they will actually leave Wesco 3A. But right now they're playing in Wesco. They had a huge win over Shorecrest last week, a game that I think most people going into thought Shorecrest and Stanwood were really the two teams to beat. And Mount Lake Terrace jumped on them and beat them by 10. And then later on in the week, they got one of their players back, Sean Kirk, who transferred from Shorewood last year and hadn't been cleared to play yet. They had to petition to get him in, and they finally got him cleared. And his first game on Friday night against Marysville Getchell, he went out and put up 20. And you team him with Kyrie Armstead, who's just a defensive specialist who can also, you know, light it up. He put up 23 against Shorecrest last week, and a few other nice role players that they have on their team. Mount Lake Terrace is a squad, and you go down the list there, Arlington, another team. They're off to a 1-0 conference start, and they've got a guard by the name of Drew Bryson, who can put up 30 plus on any given night. So really just a lot of good solid teams in Wesco right now.
And then on the girls side, who have you seen so far? What teams you like over there?
Boy, a lot of good basketball being played in Wesco from the girls' standpoint. Stanwood is the team right now that everybody's got their eye on. A team that only has one senior on their entire squad. They're 8-0 to start their season. Big win over Glacier Peak to get the year started, and we all thought Glacier Peak was the team to beat up here. And, just a lot of young ladies who are playing really good basketball. Caitlin Larson's a 5'11" junior. Ashley Alter, also a 5'11" junior. Ashley Beer, who is their only senior, she put up, I think it was 28 points against Glacier Peak in that win. So they've got a lot of nice players. And then you go over to 4A, and it's Glacier Peak. Three Division I players on their team right now that are all seniors. Sammy Fatkin was 5'11". She runs the point. She's going to the University of Arizona next year to play for Adia Barnes. You've got Paisley Johnson, who's a wing player who's going to be playing at Brigham Young next year. And then you've got Kayla Watkins, who's, I think she's had at least three games of over 25 points or more this year so far. And she's going to be playing at Weber State next year, and she's a big presence down in the post. So a Glacier Peak team that's very good. And you start to look throughout the rest of Wesco and Snohomish. They were in the state championship game last year. They're starting off their season 6-1. Very young squad, but a very good squad at that. Kyra Beckman is a 6-foot-plus post player who can also shoot outside. And her coach, Ken Roberts, who's had a number of great players come through his program at Snohomish, he's already told me that he thinks that she's the best post player he's ever had at this stage in her career. And
wow.
That's pretty high praise from Ken.
Yeah.
Edmonds Woodway 6-2 to start their season. Kamiak 6-1 on Wesco 4A. They just defeated Edmonds Woodway the other night, and just a ton of shooters on their team. And Lake Stevens has a girl named Kylie Griffin that's a 6'2" junior who can play guard and get down low. So you have a lot of talent in Wesco right now. And then I didn't even mention Linwood.
Mm-hmm.
Linwood,
yeah.
But they finished state champions in 2015. They finished third in 2014 and 2016. Kind of a good news, bad news team. Bad news is that they lost two Division I players last year. Michaela Pivick, who was the player of the year in the state, and she's starting at Oregon State. They also lost Jordan Edwards. But the good news for them is that all of the rest of their team returned this year. And they
got
Division I talent on their team. Caprice Boston, who's going to Northern Arizona. And Kelsey Rogers, who's going to be a Division I player as a post player. And Riley Walsh, who started last year. Taylor Fahey, Valerie Bell. A lot of talent on that Royals team, and that's a team that's off to a 3-3 start. I think they're kind of trying to find themselves right now and just gel as a team. But when you watch them, the talent's there, and they're starting to get better and better. And I think as the year progresses, they might be a team that could even give Stanwood a run for that title in Wesco 3A.
Kind of when you look at Wesco as a whole overall, boys and girls, do you kind of get a sense of how this year stacks up in terms of competition level to previous season? Is it up? Is it down? Kind of where does it stand at this point of the season?
It's right up there. I mean, it's, last year, you look at across the board, and especially with Wesco 3A last year, when you still had Glacier Peak playing at that level, Arlington was in the state championship game. Linwood finished third. Glacier Peak, if it hadn't been for injuries, they were one of the top three or four teams in the state last year. It's, you lose the players like the Michaela Pivics of the world, and Arlington graduated a ton of players, and they're still a very solid squad. We didn't even talk about them yet. Edmonds Woodway finished 6th in state last year, and they have quite a few players. And they've got players like Missy Peterson, who's going to Long Beach State next year. And there's still a lot of talent in this league. I don't know that it's quite as top heavy maybe as it was before in terms of, looking at it and saying, okay, those two or three teams could win state. But certainly some of the top talent, if you take the top four or five teams in both Wesco 3A and Wesco 4A, I'd put him up against just about any other conference in the state.
Here with Steve Willits from Sound Live Sports Network, Prep Chatter Podcast, and Prep Sports Weekly. And Steve, before I let you go, the Wesco always seems to have great representation at the Tacoma Dome. When you look into your crystal ball, which teams do you see, down at the old woodshed in the first week of March?
Boy, it's tough. I mean, there's so many quality teams around the state. On the boys' side of things, Stanwood really has a shot at the 3A, but again, with the RPI rankings now, the way they're doing it, there's so many teams in Metro, it'll be hard to just really gauge it for the time being. But I think Stanwood's obviously got the best shot there. You mentioned the Tacoma Dome, but you know, nowadays when we talk Wesco, we have to look at the Sun Dome also, with MetLife Terrace being a two-way squad that I think they've got a very legitimate chance of going to Yakima in March. On the 4A side of things, Glacier Peak playing very well right now, I think, in terms of the fact that they have more size maybe than a team like Kamiak. Perhaps they've got the better chance of the bunch, but certainly we'll be keeping our eyes open there. But I think really, as far as teams that have the most potential to get to state, it's probably more on the girls' side of things. Mm-hmm. I think with, you know, Glacier Peak, certainly one of the top teams in the state. Central Valley won the state championship at the 4A level last year with freshmen. I don't even think they played a junior or senior. So I think on paper, it looks like everybody's gunning for almost number two, but Glacier Peak's one of the top teams. I mean, I would be shocked if they're not in the Tacoma Dome if everyone stays healthy this year. Certainly, Kamiak or Lake Stevens can make a run. There's only two teams coming out of Wesco 4A for the district, so you're not getting more than that. But then you look on the 3A side of things. Stanwood, obviously with a lot of talent. Edmonds, Woodway, and Linwood, they have the experience, and they both have a number of players who have played down in the Tacoma Dome. Shorewood, another team that's 7-1 this year. We didn't even mention them yet, with Taryn Shelley, who's going to Washington State on a basketball scholarship next year. They, you know, they get the post game going, and also they've got a guard in Jalen Heisey, and you get that combination going once you get into the playoffs, and those two feeding off each other, they could get Shorewood there too. So there's just there's a lot of talent on the girls' side. I wouldn't be surprised if we have multiple teams, maybe for 3A and 4A, playing in Tacoma come March.
It's going to be exciting. A lot of great basketball ahead of you, Steve. Really appreciate you jumping on with us today. Enjoy your holiday break, and we'll catch you as the season progresses.
Always a pleasure, Steve. Happy holidays and Happy New Year to you and to the listening audience.
Hey, you too. There he is, Steve Willits from Sound Live Sports Network, Prep Sports Weekly, and of course, the Prep Chatter podcast that you can catch at www.thehawkeye.org. Make sure to catch the Final Score.tv coverage all season long, where we're going to have exclusive interviews, coaches interviews, scores, highlights, and a whole lot more. It's the Final Score.tv, your first stop every day for the best in high school hoops coverage.